You are listening to Angry Indian Radio, the podcast of the Aboriginal Press News Service. Find us on the web at aboriginalpress.blogspot.com.
You are listening to the Angry Indian Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
Internet radio for smart Aboriginals.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Transmitting to the people of the Fourth World and the Occupy Wall Street protests from within occupied North America, this is the Angry Indian, Editor-in-Chief of the Aboriginal Press News Service and the host of Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Salutation and peace to all original human beings resident on the physical plane. I just want to let you know that the African and Native American communities in the Americas are behind you on this with all of the Occupy protests from coast to coast. All right, we are down with you. But here's the problem. You see, there's a very serious problem. You know, a lot of you are looking at what is good for white folks is what you think is good for everybody else. And see, and the problem is that we have marched with you, we have gone to war for you, you know, we have done everything possible to help you build this country. All right, you know, you cannot say that the United States was not founded on Native American genocide and African slavery. Having said that, you know, I for one know full well that the issues of African people are not part of the Occupy Wall Street protests. And it never was. Troy Davis was executed just a few days before all of this started. And, you know, you could have started a movement about that, about a black man in the United States who actually turned himself into the authorities because he felt that he was innocent of what he was being accused of. And with no physical evidence and on the hearsay of nine people, seven of which he recanted, he was executed anyway. All right, so, you know, here it is. You couldn't do anything about that. You couldn't do anything about Oscar Grant. You couldn't do anything about Sean Bell. You couldn't get up off your ass and start marching about Iana Jones. You couldn't do anything about Derek Jones. Now, this is not to say that a lot of white Americans and Asians and Latinos and everybody else did not march in the streets for the protests that did arise with these cases that I'm mentioning of particular abuses to the African community. But let's be honest, there was no nationwide, coast-to-coast, international upset. There was no international outcry about what happened to these black people and what continues to happen to black people in the United States, even under a black president. The election of Barack Obama did not end racism in the United States. And it's going to take more than black people siding up again with the white majority on issues that concern them. I'm just saying this to let y'all know, we are behind you. We are behind you. And for everybody that's in any of these Occupy protests anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world for that matter, let's realize that this is October. This is the month that the United States, we're talking about a country that has made a holiday out of indigenous genocide. When you talk about Columbus Day, you're talking about the genocide of more than 500 nations in the Americas. Let's get real. Now, I'm not trying to down what anybody's doing. I'm not against. I'm not trying to be negative. But I'm just trying to point out a fact. You guys tend to forget about us. You know, we went through the Revolutionary War with you, went through the War of 1812 with you, right? Went to Korea, went up San Juan, you know, helped you invade Puerto Rico, the Philippines, Cuba, right? You know, Guam, all these places. You know, we've done all of these things. You know, you couldn't have dropped Hitler without us. You know what I'm saying? You know, we helped you. We have been with you all the time. You have not been with us. And it's about time to start getting real about what the hell America's supposed to really be about. Now, we can't go back, but you can move forward with some kind of consciousness about how the hell you got here. If you're not going to bring up slavery, if you're not going to bring up genocide, if you're not going to bring up racism, if you're not going to bring up how capitalism has worked against not just poor people, but non-white poor people, then this whole Occupy Wall Street, Occupy protest, October 15th, whatever the hell you guys want to do, it's all for nothing. I hate to break it to you, but the world does not revolve around white people. But white people do a hell of a lot on the right and on the left to make sure that the world have the perception that it does revolve around them. So I'm asking you to be a decent person. And if you're going to talk about this, then you better talk about everybody. And you better bring us all under the tent. And it can't just be about you. And then everybody's got to be at the table. And that's it. This Wall Street thing is cool. We dig it. We're behind it. You know, and you got your Occupy the Hood thing going on. And that's cool. But if you turn around and forget about black people right after we walk and march reviewing this, well then, hey, right? You're no better than what the hell you're supposed to be fighting against. Think about that. This is the Angry Indian, and you've been listening to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio.
You know, it's hard to be black in a world controlled by white folks. Du Bois said we always have the double consciousness. We trying to be black, and meanwhile you got a white ghost hovering over your head that says, if you don't do this, you'll get killed. If you don't do this, you won't get no money. If you don't do this, nobody will think you're beautiful. If you don't do this, nobody will think you're smart. That's the ghost. You're trying to be black and the ghost is telling you to be a ghost.
You have been listening to Intelligent Aboriginal Radio. Continue to strive to become an aware and intellectually active fourth world individual thinker by visiting aboriginalpress.blogspot.com.